Good morning, everybody. So, Sheni of Tav begins with the Mincha, in particular the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Ze Korban Aron Vana, very dramatic formulation. It happens to be that at the end of this little parashia, before we continue on with the Chatas and the Asham and the Ramban notes, unlike in Vayikra, where the order is a little bit different, and we have Ola Mincha, then Shlamim, then Chatas and Asham, with Ola V'Yored right there in the middle between Chatas and Asham. So here we're going to deal with Kodesh Kadashim first. So be that as it may, the Minchas Chavitim is defined primarily as Karban Aren Uvanav, Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem B'Yomim Ashachu So. And then the parasha seemingly concludes, V'Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav Yaseh Usa. Very beautiful formulation. Tachas Aron Chokolam L'Hashem Kalil Toktar. Total, consumption of the Mizbeach. There's no Shirayim of this Mincha. V'chol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tihia Lo Seachel. Okay, so Rashi comments, HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav. HaMashiach Mibanav Tachtav Kalil Toktar Enik Matzes Lios Shirane Chalin Elakula Kalil. Right, so Rashi is emphasizing the role of the Ola dimension here to this Mincha, which I think is very, very significant, and we'll come back to. Based on Chazal, Rashi quotes a little bit earlier, Zekor ban Aron Uvanav Afed Yotos Makrivin Asiri Seifa Biyom Shen Mischanchin Lavoda Kohen Gadol Bechol Yom Shenemar Mincha Tamid HaKohen Mashiach Tachtav Mibanav Chok Olam, as the parsha goes on to say. So it's very, very fascinating. Clearly, the pshat in the psukim is that this is, Aron Uvanav, and then the Torah defines it, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav Yaseh Usa, but sort of Ben Ashirot, Meitzitz Min HaCharakim, if you will, there's the idea of, every Kohen, on the day when he's Mischanech Lavoda, offering a Minchas Chavitin. And the question is, what is that perspective? Is it like the Kohen Hedyot becomes on the day when he's inaugurated, like, Ki'ilu a Kohen Gadol for the day? Is it really two different themes, or is it in the other direction that, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to relate to every single day, as a new day? That he's, Mischanech Lavoda, it's really so much not the korban of a Kohen Gadol, but it's the mincha of all of the Kohanim, Zeh Korban Aron Uvanav. It's just the Kohen Gadol has a perspective that he's supposed to have, which is that, each day it's like my first day because the responsibility is so profound. So I think that is itself like a very interesting way of thinking about it. I think all three of the perspectives have validity. Again, that it's really two separate dinim, or that the, Kohen on the day of his being Mischanech is, Ki'ilu a Kohen Gadol, that he has to, see himself in that way and, take full responsibility, and to some extent that the Kohen Gadol has to relate to each and every day like his Yom, HaChinuch, because his responsibilities are really transcendent. I don't think that those perspectives are mutually exclusive. What I do think is very fascinating, as indicated, is the notion of Kalil Toktar, that we're looking for is total devotion. So I think, no matter what perspective one takes, every time you have a Kohen that's Mischanech, he's being initiated into the Avoda, it's extremely important for him to have the perspective that he really has to give it, his all. And then as far as the Kohen Gadol in particular is concerned, not just, when he starts his career, but every single day, he has to have that perspective of total, Kalil, total devotion. And I think here it's very significant that it's a Karban Mincha. If you go back to, previous Sadra, V'nefesh ki takriv, Korban Mincha LaHashem, who brings a Mincha, as Rashi famously quotes, it's the Karban of a Dal, a person who's not necessarily wealthy, a person who, doesn't have a very extravagant financial means, but Mal of a Kasav, Kilu Hikriv is Nafsho, that we're looking for is not, anything fancy. It's not some, think that the Kohen Gadol's Karban with the Choshen, the Epo, the Me'il, the Tzitz, the Big Day Zahav, would be particularly, distinctive. And it's really very far from that. It's a perspective of, a very profound perspective of straightforwardness, of simplicity. What's needed, is, earnest devotion. It doesn't need to be something, profound or fancy, in that way. It could be very basic.